Blog Talk Radio. Hold on.
Trying to get me caught up. I almost forgot I need to cut you off.
Oh, goodness.
I mean, every time, it doesn't matter. Every time I hear it, I just think, make me want to listen to it. As soon as I get off, I'm going to listen to it again. I always do.
Yeah, I know, me too. I to get you going.
Mm-hmm. I can't even help it.
Oh, you know, I'm like that when I hear it in stores, too. It was on the elevator in the hotel last week.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even have a problem with it. Well, I would like to welcome everybody to Real Talk, Real Plans with your girl, Riri.
And Coco.
And we are super excited to be here about, I think it's a habit. Like, you do something so much, it's a habit. And so I look forward to talking to you all.
Yeah.
It's August.
Yeah, can you believe it?
No.
Can you believe it?
No.
I know. It's August 7th, so we are halfway the third quarter of the year. I can't even believe it. It'll be Christmas before you know it.
Ooh, that means my birthday. Turn up.
Sorry. Okay. Somehow we made it a birthday. Excuse me.
Yeah, somehow I had to make it about me. You're right.
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
Oh, but you got that long COVID, so.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for reminding me.
You know, I don't forget about it.
Yeah, no. I don't either. Because I'm scared of that old smoker's cough.
Okay. No. It's not a smoker's cough anymore. Now it's a long COVID cough.
COVID cough.
Yeah. Okay. But don't forget the long cough.
Yeah, it is long. Thank you. I can't forget.
Don't forget.
I'm letting our Instagram people know that we are live.
Woo-hoo! Of August, it being halfway through the third quarter. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. So, remember last week I was so excited about my son getting an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it, and I was still super excited. I even asked the teacher, like, so, will we be communicating with these? Yes, every day. I'm like, yes. Mason said, I guess I'll be planning with you on Sunday. Yes, sirree, Bob. Let's get it.
Oh, goodness.
I really
well, that'll be fun. He'll be joining our lives.
No. He got to go to bed. He got to go take a shower. He got to eat them. He got to do something, but he cannot be with my show. Okay?
Okay.
Because every single time I go to the craft lab, he goes.
Mm-hmm.
I have to kick him out. Like, this is not your space.
Well, no, but he wants to spend some time with his mommy.
No, he don't. He just want to be in my space.
Well, yeah, that's what kids do.
Yeah, he don't even be talking to me. I'd be like, man, bro, get out of here. Next time he come, I think I'm going to shoot him with his own Nerf gun.
Oh, Lord, I know what you was about to say. I was like, oh, Lord, this escalated quickly.
No, he's been hiding his arsenal of Nerf guns around the house. Like,
mm-hmm.
He's really going to save us. So they're, like, under the couch, in the closet, on the stairs, behind the sofa cushion. And so it's like 20, no exaggeration, 20 Nerf guns in my craft lab space. So I think if I just go, and as soon as he comes through the door, just go ham on the one time, he'll be like, all right, Mom, I'm going to take myself out of here now. This is getting ridiculous.
I don't know that that's going to fix it. If they don't ever just go away, go out of our space.
Kids are so ghetto.
Oh.
Oh, Okay, okay. Well, what are you planning today, my friend?
I'm planning to be out the house all week long.
Ooh, okay then.
I'm going to work.
Your planner going to be full.
Yeah, but I'm going to be at work. That's all. I'm just going to work. It's nothing exciting, believe me.
Well, no, I was more so talking about, like, what are you using to plan today?
I know. I know where you were going with that. I'm just in a mood today. I'm in a funky mood. But I am going to be planning in my my mini HP that I use. Well, I'm not going to even call it an HP because it just has the HP look, but it's my mini James Agenda because it's full of James Agenda. It's all James Agenda, actually, even the desk. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, did I tell you that someone inboxed me like, hey, tell me more about James Agenda?
Oh,
I said, see, Coco be enabling y'all.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do, and I'm proud of it.
I'm going to go there today. I want to look at something.
Yeah, listen. I do. I think it's good that people are listening and wanting to know more about James Agenda because I love it. I don't know what it is. I think I like the paper I like. It's the right.
It's a good paper.
It's good paper. It's smooth to write on. It slides easily through the disc, that are her disc.
Okay. So you didn't have to do the dryer trick.
And it's just, no. Mm-mm, I don't need, if I had to do all of that, I don't want to use it. But I never had to do that with my other one. So
I never had to.
But I hear people talk about that. I love it. I love it. Every month I'm like waiting on my subscription. So
I miss subscriptions. I still haven't found anything to subscribe to. I'm waiting on a good follower to tell me a good subscription box. I did check out, have you ever shopped at DEK Design?
No. Oh, but you know what? I had something, I don't know if it might have been a paperclip or something. It was something decorative from the Chicago Planner Conference. I remember because I remember the name. Yeah. But no, I've not shopped there.
Okay. Well, they have really pretty kits, even though I guess I'm not a kit. I don't know what I am, right? Like when it comes to using kits, and when I say sticker kits, I mean usually there's a page of, you know, decorative boxes. There are also some functional boxes where they're just blank and you can write on them. Usually comes with like maybe a set of days of the week or maybe the month or, you know, something like that. So that's when I say a kit. It includes everything you need. But I don't know if I'm a kit girl. Like I can use aspects of the kit, but I always like to add my own, you know, style and flair to it maybe.
Yeah.
But anyway, they have really great kits and really beautiful foiling on all of them. And so I've been thinking and I've been watching a couple of unboxings. But so far, that is the only sub box. I miss Oso paper.
I did too. I miss that as a sub box. I do. I really enjoyed those dolls and the coordination of it all.
Have you been to the site to look at the new setup?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Okay, so she's still giving the same sub box feel.
Yeah, but I got to go through and pick them out and decorate them. I mean, and build them, right?
No. So if you scroll down further, she has them in, like, I think one of them is called, like, Summer Vibes or something, or Picnic in the Park. I know one was Picnic in the Park, but it's like a kit, and it's like a bundle, basically. They're not subscriptions anymore. Now it's just a bundle. So you can buy the bundle in the Meninistas. You can buy the bundles in the Everyday Girl, or you can buy the mixed bundle, and it'll be both.
Okay, well, you know I'm about to look this up, right?
Yeah, I mean, so it's the same as a subscription, but I guess it will be, you know, you just have to go buy it every month.
Oh, okay.
Which is part of the reason why I like a subscription, because I can just, oh, look, a treat for myself. A surprise me. Thank you, Past Regina.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I'm like, oh, Past Regina, you knew I was going to have a bad day and need to open some Happy Meal. Thank you.
Oh, I do. I see. Okay.
So, that is an option still, but it's not quite surprise me sub box vibes, which I kind of like. Also, Cloth and Paper, they're about to get me for a month.
Oh, really? What's your seat that you like?
Cloth and Paper, about to get me for a month, honey. You know, it's book related.
Okay.
A bibliophile box, and I am in love. Ooh, also, wait, let me tell you things. Also, Playing Your Spoons, the freebie for this month is also book related. So you already know. And my code changed, girl. My code changed. So now my code is Real Talk with Riri, and you can still save 20% off your order, and I think that would be great. So.
Wait, this is Playing Your Spoons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she kept me. She likes me. She really likes me. And I slick called her promoting our podcast somewhere when somebody said, anybody listen to podcasts?
Yes, I saw that.
I'm so excited.
I know. It's so nice. It's so nice when people recognize and then say something. Because you think about it, you do that all the time for other people, and you're like, hey.
You know what? That's true.
Oh, that's a scary. Sorry.
You okay?
That was fun. You didn't hear that?
I did, but I didn't know what it was.
I thought I was shot.
Mama, no.
I ain't never been shot, but I sound like I was really shot.
Girl.
Oh, man, I need to go to Walmart. Anyway, sorry.
No, you're not. Let me
get away from this window.
Okay, your mama's going to
the tree
the phone.
Too. Yes, I got the headset on, child. I'm just a mess. oh, Lord. Sorry, y'all. So, if y'all want to call in and join the chat, the number is 515-602-9680. Let us know you're out there. Also, I asked y'all last week to give me a list so I could watch my TV shows, and nobody told me where I could find this insert, so I guess I'm on my own. I'm going to have to look up an insert and just try to, or maybe I'll just try to make one.
Don't you have, you can make an insert.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It does. And nobody wants to do that. But did you check out that place I told you about, Haru Plans? Haru, H-A-R-O-O?
No, and I don't remember you ever telling me anything about that.
I did because I told you I had printed off some stuff for my little pocket planner.
And I'm looking that up now, too.
Don't start shopping in the middle of
I have pocket planner stuff for you, too.
Oh, I can't wait. I just
that I never
own anywhere.
I don't need that really. Well, that's not true. Okay, so this is, I see it. They're printable. Okay, sorry, shiny squirrel. I'm all over the place right now. All right, so this is what I was thinking. What are we doing for 2023?
Ooh.
Because I'm not going to lie, right now I'm feeling this James agenda, and I don't really want to switch.
Oh, no, you definitely have to. Have you been using it?
Yeah.
See, and that's what, mini rant in the middle of 2023. I'm going to put a pin in that, 2023, pin. The Jordan year, my baby graduation year. You know that?
Okay.
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 Mm-hmm. So the best part about planning to me is looking at after the pins. And I absolutely understand that you don't want people to know your business, right? Not you specifically, but people like Instagram and blah, 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 blah. I don't want to be, you know, I don't need people in my business. I've seen this and that and that. I don't care about all this shit, right?
Right.
But I do want to see, because, you know, they have the blur app where you can blur it out or, you know, all these photo apps, all that shit can be blurred out. But I really mm-hmm. want to see how functional people's planners are for them. Not judging it or anything, but that's the best part for me. I love it when it's inked up and there's arrows here and something got canceled and rescheduled and it looks like a working document, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say that because I want to see your happy plan, I mean, your mini James agenda because I ain't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. I can do that for you. Sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have been asked for a flip through for my astrology, and
okay.
I just don't know how to record it.
You don't?
Not really. I mean, I know how to do it, but like, do you talk through a flip through or do you just flip through?
Some people do talk and some people just flip. I've seen both.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm gonna think.
It's hard for me to watch flip throughs. Not hard for me to watch them, but I don't want this to sound like it's probably going to sound.
Say it.
No, I'm not. I can't.
Say it.
No, I'm going to sound like such a bitch. I'm going to sound
it's okay.
So hard.
It's okay. We are embracing every aspect of who we are.
That doesn't mean. Hey, you know, last week you called me incompetent.
Did I call you incompetent?
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did.
You used some quote about, I forget what it was, but look, if everybody listened to last week, y'all will hear her call me incompetent.
I did not. I said excuses are tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go. now, this week you're calling me a bitch. But wait, what else was I saying?
You better tell me why you don't like watching flip throughs because I need to know.
They're boring, and I really don't care. I mean, okay, that's not nice. It's not that I don't care.
That is accurate.
It's not that I don't care. Don't think it's accurate. It's not that I don't care. It's good if you're looking for ideas.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. You don't
okay.
care. You don't care. That's true. That's accurate.
Wow, you are mean to me.
What? Because I'm supporting you in your thoughts.
Oh, I thought she was like, yeah, you're right, because you don't care.
No, I'm saying
I don't know. Look, I told y'all I was in the mood before we got started, so I apologize.
Okay, just spicy. Bite my head all around.
I am spicy. I'm sorry.
We should name the episode Spicy August. Spicy
yeah.
start to August. Okay, because, baby, you're giving me the business.
I'm trying. I'm sorry. Okay,
okay.
I'm going to get better.
Okay, so, but, yes, I do like flip-throughs because that's what I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking for ideas. Now, what I don't like is you flipping through and every one of your spreads look exactly the same every week.
Okay.
Or
but,
every daily.
Right. And you're saying that because that's not your preference, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, like, I still watch the preview, the flip through, but after you've done 2 weeks, I know what the rest of it looks like. I don't want to look anymore. I like it when people, like, you know, when they're using, like, Astrology or a Happy Planner or, you know, Discbound system where they can turn the page and then they might say, oh, I needed some extra notes, so I put a notes page here. Or, you know what I'm saying, something like that. I like to see the variety of ways. So if I see that your style doesn't change much and it looks the same and you're just showing me whatever kit you use, that doesn't, no.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, that makes sense. Yeah, and I think maybe that's what it is for me. Maybe it's that I don't care or it's boring. It just becomes very repetitive. Now,
yeah.
I do I'll look for certain things. Like if I, just say I got a Villa Beautiful thing or Jane's Agenda or something in particular, I'll look for that month just to see how people use theirs.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. So that's kind of similar. So, yeah,
I
get
it. Do you know somebody specifically who uses the Villa Beautiful kits?
I do, and I'll give you the name. Give me 1 second.
Okay, because I would like to see someone really use the kits. I have so many of her sticker books. I use aspects. I use a lot of the washi because I like that abstract look. Sometimes it kind of goes with, you might have some bowls, and you can put, a little piece of abstract with it or something like that. But I don't really use the sticker books much at all. I think they're just so pretty, I don't want to use them.
I know.
Going through my Stylogy, and I have, a couple of sprays like that. It was just so pretty, I didn't write on it.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, not on purpose, but just didn't happen.
Her name is Playing With Michelle.
Okay, I'm about to write that down. Hey, Playing With Michelle. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Is Michelle spelled correctly, or is it funny?
Uh-oh. It's spelled with 2 L's.
And an E?
Uh-huh, and an E, yeah.
Okay.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Okay.
Playing With Michelle. And then there's another lady. Her name is... Keisha, but
oh,
you know who I'm talking about?
Right?
Keisha Green.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I don't know if I follow her on Instagram though.
Yeah, she has a really pretty Nautique planner, and she also has a Villa Beautiful planner.
Ooh,
the pink one. It is so pretty. She has that one, so she She uses it. So anyway, there's several different people, but those are the two that I have seen the most.
Okay.
But I'm really bad with names. That's why I had to look it up because I don't remember names a lot.
Okay. So you're going to stick with Jane's Agenda, you think, for 2023?
I think so because, in my new one, it started in July. So it goes through to June of 2023.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know. Wait, no, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you were putting together a planner, but I guess you did waffle back and forth and then came to say it was dated. Okay, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I think, I don't even know that I ordered it that way, but I don't know if it's when you order it and she just starts it for you that way. I don't know. Because I don't remember ordering it that way. But I will say that there's been times that I've purchased planners from specific people, and they start in June or July, whatever the month is that they start. And I don't even use them till Christmas. So, but that's what I really like. Now the power's going out. So if you lose me, I'm sorry. I don't think I will because I'm on the phone, but... I have the computer thing going, so if anybody calls in on the computer, I may not be able to get them. Oh, Jesus. So I sidetracked just that quickly, sorry.
That's okay. I ordered my meat.
Oh, I like the thickness of it.
She's chunky.
And it's so chunky. And it's getting chunkier because I'm starting to add stuff to it, so I really do like it. I even had one of the guys in my office who commented on it last week. He was like, oh, that's really cool. Where'd you get that? He said, you get that from Walmart? And I was like, no, you can't buy this at Walmart.
What? A planner from Walmart?
Yeah, well, he didn't even know what it was. He just thought it was a cute little – he said, you got your cute little notebook.
Oh.
I was like, He was like, oh, I was going to get one of those for my wife. But anyway, I gave him the – website.
Tell him about the podcast.
I did, but girl, you know, man.
Tell him to send it to his wife. We don't care about you, brother.
Yeah.
We want your wife to listen.
Oh, gee.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to sound really sexist.
Uh-oh.
I'm preparing you guys now. And I'm sorry. But it is my truth.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know there was a major male presence in the planning community. The only male planner that I knew of was Kane from Print Pressions.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, I followed Danny Plans It All or Danny Plans a Cake.
Danny Plans It, yeah.
Danny Plans It. And that joke will be everywhere. He be on my, when I say Hannah, he be encouraging folks, make a reel. And I really almost tried to make a reel one day. Just from seeing him and his encouragement. Now,
he's a teacher, right?
I don't know.
I think so. I think I follow him on TikTok, but go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. It was just very interesting to see him and to see how encouraging he was, and really be doing the damn thing. But I've never seen his planner layout or anything or his planner spreads. So maybe I'll go look for that because all of this goes back to, my son having an agenda, and I want to put some stickers on it, but I don't want the other children to get the wrong idea and call my son a baby or, that kind of thing. But I do want him to be able to express himself and make him want to look in the thing, make him want to use his agenda because it is definitely a must for him to try and learn some organization at this age, right?
Yeah.
So I think I might reach out to him and ask,
Yeah. And I think maybe some of the minimalist things. I mean, there's a way to make it even, masculine and, functional for him, for
right,
a guy.
Right. I know I still got some footballs and basketballs, stickers down there somewhere. I know Paper House Productions has some very childy, kind of child-friendly stickers, which, I guess all stickers are child-friendly, but you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, too. So, back to 2023. I already ordered another Stylogy. But I don't know if it's going to be for, weekly planning.
Okay.
But I love the idea of it for my weekly planner.
What are you going to use it for? Just things like TV?
Things like what?
Like keep it up with your television shows?
Oh, no. No. I mean, yes. Yes, I will have some collections in there, books I'm going to read and stuff like that. But I guess I love my Stylogy. However, I would also like to do something with a disc bound so I can change and, flip-flop and try this out. But I think as a catch-all, everyday, planner, that will be my Stylogy. But I think, you just helped me talk it through. I think I'm going to continue to use my, did I tell you about me cutting up the Recollections?
No.
Okay, well, I had an old Recollections planner, not old, but a Recollections planner. I cut it, put it on disc, and I'm using the monthly spreads to do my self-care.
Oh, okay.
So I track my steps, I track my blood pressure, I track all that good stuff, in there. And so I just talk myself through it. That's what I'm going to use. So I might go look at Jane's agenda to give me some new insights.
Oh, okay.
But only for my mom. Monthly.
Well, that'd be good. You should try it. You should try it. And I'm going to try to order these Oso paper stickers from now that I see it and I realize that I was wrong in my initial assessment of what was going on there. So I'm going to order these.
You going to do what?
Order these Oso paper stickers.
Oh, yeah.
But I was wrong in my initial assessment.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to make my own mini knits because I don't want to think that hard. I want them to be cute when I get them and be done.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I'm going to order the Seeing is Believing sticker pack.
Oh, okay.
Because it looks kind of fall-y.
Is that the one with the, like, neutrals?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, so I think I can use that one for the fall. And then I ordered, well, I have it in my cart. The September-October holiday sticker pack.
See, I thought about that, but I only have... Yeah, I thought about that one, too.
Yeah, I'll just order it, too. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, since I'm here.
Right. I'm really happy that she's back.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to stick with Astrology. For 2023, I do want to know what our listeners are going to do. I was getting some questions on, like, when I say Astrology, you know, of course, because, like I said, I be begging people, bullying people, whatever I got to do to make people listen. Listen to this for me. And so I've been getting questions, which proves to me, A, that they're listening. So thank you for the listeners. I appreciate you. And B, that they're really kind of getting interested, right? So I got asked, like, what was a B6, A5, Astrology, all those kind of things that we mentioned. So if there's anything else you'd like to know, you are more than welcome to email the show at realtalkwithriri@gmail.com, or you can comment on Instagram post, or you can just hit us up in a DM, you know, because tell me, I need to know.
And I want to know what's something you want to do different next year.
Yeah, and I have a show. I'm taking notes for a show called What the Fuck Is. What the Fuck Is That?
Huh?
Can I call the show that? What the Fuck? And it's, you know, it's just a list of all the stuff that people have been asking me about that, to me, I remember being in the planet, like just getting to the planet community, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? We should do that. We should do that next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm starting it. So that's why I said if they have anything, you guys should let me know. Let us know so that we can write it down and prepare a whole show full of shit to explain to you so that you will not have to ask, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's true. And anything that if you receive questions from people, and you think it may be something that we could add to the list, feel free to let us know about that also, because we're not going to probably think of everything. But, yeah, that's a good start, because people need to know.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be a good little segment in each show. What the fuck is that? I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of segment, do you have any idea what is going on in these planner streets, specifically the TTC street? Again, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. It's like, what is it, the Planner Shop Collaborative or something? I don't know.
The Planner Collaborative.
Yeah, the Planner Collaborative. It's just a bunch of shops. And I think they do it, what, every quarter or something or twice a year? I don't know. But
Yeah, they do it often.
You know, briefly saw, you probably have more information on this one than I do about that one. The lady who, she lives in Canada, and she was going to be part of it started off with a conference or something, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know better than me, probably, because I was a little confused by it all. I listened to some of her. It was like an hour on YouTube.
It was a whole hour, and I went all the way down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, but you know what I'm going to say, and I agree with the lady, and I feel bad for her that she's going through that, but I'm glad that she's still honoring the sale for her followers and her avid buyers and people who were, you know, because she was advertising for this.
Hard.
Yeah. And now she's not going to be part of it. It kind of sucks, but, you know, it's really quickie.
So let me tell what I got from it, and then you can tell me more about, I don't know, the Planner Collaborative and how it works or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, whoever this Planner Collaborative group is, like a group of shop owners that are coming together, like you said, to have a sale. Well, they, whoever ran it or whatever, she decided to do a conference. And so the lady who we watched, I can't remember her name, but the lady we watched basically lives in Canada, travel restrictions are not lifted, and so she said, hey, I can't come to this. I do want to see the virtual, you know, be a virtual participant for the conference. Well, mm-hmm. She had friends there, of course, who went, and so when she gets there, she's like talking to her friends, like, hey, she texts the person who she paid, also texts her friends, and was like, hey, when you see my table, can you snap a picture for it so I can put it on social media? You know, I think she paid like $300 or some shit
to be a sponsor. Mm-hmm.
I did not know you paid to be a sponsor.
Yeah, because it's like you're paying for advertisement. So, you know, it's like if I'm selling something and you're hosting something, I pay you. I can come and either sell or decorate a table or whatever, but I still have to pay to do that, which I get. I see it from both sides.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'll probably never have my own business, because I just.
Mm-hmm.
So she paid to be a sponsor. She asked for the picture of the table. She never got a picture. My friend went to the owner and was like, hey, I'm looking for my friend's table. Do you know where it is? The lady said, it's somewhere around here. And so she never got a picture of the table. So then she goes online and is looking for this virtual planner conference that she's supposed to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And basically there's nothing. So she paid $300 to sit online with some strangers for 2 hours watching the party, not getting fucking advertised. So she got mad and, like, asked for her goddamn money back. Like, give me my money. Run me my money.
Yeah.
Give me my money. Never seen
mm-hmm.
it. So the lady just ignored her, read it, ignored her. You know how they do. And, you know, DMs and shit tell you all the business, like, oh, they looked at it, all right.
They saw it.
Mm-hmm. They saw it.
Left you on red,
right. So she said, okay, I waited a couple of days. I know the conference was busy. Here we go. I done sent you an email. I done sent you a text. So she sends her a invoice. And the lady come back, you know, with the rah-rah.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you send me an invoice? What's this about? And she's like, hey, I emailed you. I've called you. I've done blah, 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 blah. I haven't gotten anything, and I need my money back because you did not, you know, do it. She said, oh, well, you were supposed to be like a virtual sponsor. She's like, but ain't nobody said nothing about no virtual sponsor now. You done made that up.
Yeah, so, right off the rip.
Right off the rip, because what a virtual $300 to be a virtual sponsor kit out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Please, and stop it. So, long story short, after all of that, she finally decides, okay. So she starts like going back and looking at, you know, your other interactions with people. When somebody do you dirty, you start remembering stuff that you overlooked before.
Uh huh.
Oh,
the,
I didn't
the
see
first
my
red flag.
Yeah. So she's like, oh, I didn't see this before. Like, oh, I didn't see my name on the list. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here you go. You know, stuff like that. So basically mm-hmm. she's saying she's been paying for all this stuff to be in this TPC collaborative, right, and to be able to, you know, sell stickers in their sale.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you pay to sell stickers in a sale. And
I didn't know that.
And they're supposed to like promote you for like a certain amount of time for you know, and I mean she read the abilities or the benefits, I guess that's what it's supposed to be. But anyway, she's been getting scammed all the time is what she's telling me.
Oh yeah.
So all the time she's supposed to be getting like promoted and stuff, she's not. And she was really hurt because she loved the community and she wasn't like, hey, everybody, let's pull out because this bitch is sketchy. She didn't do none of that. She was just like, hey, I'm just going to tell you the truth because I've been seeing and hearing a narrative being pushed that was not the case, and I want my name clear. And so she
Well, I'm glad she did that.
I am too. And she also said that, like you said, she's going to honor the sale. So I really wish I could tell you that lady's name. I'll put it on
Yeah, I know her name. I have her here. It's her name is Kate. But this is the lady who was scammed, not the scamming people. This is the lady who was the victim.
Scammy.
Yeah, scammy. Kate, and it's her. The name of her shop is A Pretty Planscape.
Okay, I'm going to have to check
so
her out.
So she's going
to
be our shop that we promote this week. And a lot of people have been commenting, and I'll just share with you all some of the comments that they've been saying.
If you're going to read it in different voices.
Oh, okay. I didn't know I had to be a cartoonist, too. So,
yes.
one of the people, I believe it's a lady, who responded says, the way the TPC admin handled this situation is messy and unprofessional, and may I add, petty. You did your part, girl, and did what I would have done, and you did what you could. I agree that you took the right measures to ask for the refund. Best of luck to you. Another person says I have different voice. I wasn't prepared to come with voices.
You just got to talk like this.
Okay. Just like, hi, Kate. I heard about your video from a shop owner that was treated with such a lack of compassion for having to pull out of a sale during one of the most heartbreaking times in her life. And you know what? This is Leslie now.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that I noticed that people do lack compassion when you have, and I have two sides of this coin, when you have something that's going on. Because the TPC people have commitments that they have me too. You know, and I'm sorry that you've had this to happen to you in your life, whatever it is. But unfortunately, we can't refund your money because we also committed based on you saying that you were going to do it. Now, on the other hand, if TPC was not as hard-lined as they are about everything, people probably could understand them not having compassion that one time, but it seems to be the norm for them. They just kind of like don't care unless, again, you're part of the clique.
But the problem is that she paid.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I know she paid. She paid and was willing to do it virtually, but wasn't even aware she was supposed to do it virtually. And
yeah,
she sent stuff. She sent product.
Yeah.
But,
crazy.
Yeah, they seem to just, you know, with all the, I don't see any responses that are supporting the TTC, and people are sharing experiences that they either have had or that they have seen, or they PR for shops that have had issues. But so many, there's another lady on here who says that she is a sponsor for a lot of the shops, and she is going to tell the people that she is PRing for, hey, if you're going to participate in this, I'm not going to, you know, PR. Now, people could say, okay, well, you know, one monkey doesn't stop the show. But a lot of these PR people are really big in the community. And if they stop sponsoring you, people are like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Like, why are you not talking about
Bus
and So anymore? Yeah. So it makes a difference. So don't get it twisted. People don't realize how loud some people's voices are when it comes to that. It's really sad, though, but it's just another knock on humanity, and it's just hate people. Because
people be peopling, right?
People be peopling all the time.
They be tripping.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
They be tripping. Oh, can I share with you? I got my...
happy mail, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just jumping all into this. But it's because I'm looking at them. My Bella Beautiful Princess pins came in.
Ooh.
So, listen, my husband, you know, because men, they don't know much. You know, they don't, they don't know much. He goes, oh, did the lady, because, you know, I get Bella Beautiful pins almost weekly because I have FOMO, right? Every time she drops something new, I ordered them. So anyway, they come all the time. So he's like, oh, I think the lady sent you the same package again. And I was like, no, these are not the same pins. They're different. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, you have an untrained guy. So you don't understand that these are different than the last pin. He's like, what?
That pewter crystal looked just like that silver crystal.
And no. I told him he has an untrained guy. These are 2.0. So anyway, he says, oh, that white pen looks like the other white pen over there. And I was like, no.
See, get out my business. Get out my pens now.
Yes, sir. Stop it. So anyway, those pens came, and I'm so excited. It's 1, 2, 3, 16.
Can I have one?
They're all different. They don't have, I don't have no duplicates.
Is that your way of telling me no?
I said, I don't have any duplicates. is a nice way of saying, hell no.
Oh, I just didn't hear the part. You were confused.
Yeah, I was like,
Well, I have some happy mail in my mailbox, but every time I get ready to go, it started raining.
Well, it's raining now, Captain Dog.
Exactly. So I haven't been to get it, but I know what I should have in there, like a planner for my niece and another mini cover. Oh, I got something from Vodka Tonic Design. Some more cussing ass stickers. I should have.
But cussing stickers make you feel good when you lay it down.
They do. Man, another one. The Honeybee Shop had this box called Adulty AF.
Oh.
And I've had it for a while whenever it came out. And I looked in that sticker book the other day, and I'm like, ooh, these words, these cussing words. Like, I need this. One of them is like, I kept the humans alive today.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I ain't cussed nobody out today. So I've been thinking about, like, taking them out the sticker book and just carrying them with me, you know, in my planner, so I can cuss every time I want to.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you know who else?
Kind of let it out.
Who else has some really great cussing stickers?
Who?
Tipsy Dog Design.
Who is that?
She's a shop owner, and she be cussing.
Oh.
And her stickers are very snarky. And I kind of like
know what? I have ordered from there before. No, I saw them at a conference.
My favorite sticker that I have from her right now is, what the fork is for dinner.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like a little fork and a plate. It's cute. It's so cute. But.
Well, listen, I wonder, this is since I brought up a conference a minute ago. Sorry, y'all. I'm just like all over the place. If Chicago Planner Conference is coming back next year.
Also.
If anybody out there knows, please let us know because I really want to go.
You want to go because of Chicago? Or you want to go just because it was your first and you had so much fun?
I want to go because I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like that. I am really excited about Florida, the SGS conference.
Me too.
Time
to buy our flights.
It is time to buy flights, and it is time to really kind of buy some stickers for that.
Oh, yeah, we have to do that.
Yeah, I would really love to. So I'll be on the lookout for that. I'll probably go to a Sugar Gal shop and see what I can get there, or see who else the sponsors are. You know, since I was off Facebook, I haven't even been back to the, you know, group to see, but I'm going to go in there and check it out, see what I can do. Ooh, let me tell you a secret.
Okay.
Don't tell nobody.
Never tell nobody.
I bought tickets to Hogwarts.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no!
No,
oh, don't tell nobody.
Mm-mm, I ain't gonna tell a soul. Y'all heard that, huh? I'm not gonna tell a soul.
But I'm going. I'm so excited. I mean, good.
I'm happy for you.
Paper House Production has some banging ass Harry Potter stickers, and I'm like, bitch, it's Harry Potter. Okay. I mean, to have him, his face, like, I don't have to have any of the characters in my thing, just for the record. But the wizarding world, like, you know, that stuff, I would love.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have to have them in my planner. But I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm happy. I'm excited that you're excited.
Yeah. If I decide not to go, just don't tell nobody, okay?
I won't.
All right.
Don't you worry.
All right. I trust you for that. Thank you.
No problem.
So, 2-1. A, B, or C?
B, C.
C. C. Let's see. I think we did that one. Oh, here we go.
No.
I got you. Are you a crafter or are you a planner?
Crafter.
Ooh, okay.
It's in my heart.
Okay.
Planning is a necessity.
Ah, okay. Planning is a necessity. And crafting is from the heart. I like that.
Of course, anytime.
I really like that. I believe that I am a little bit of both. I'm a creative. But I'm also dumb. So... I'm a little sometimes. So I don't really, like, I haven't quite figured out how to use my joy to, like, make something in vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would like to use that. I have a good eye for it. I can tell people, like, this needs to go here, this needs to go there. But as far as trying to get the technical stuff down, I'm not really there. So, but I don't have a problem. Like, I'll make you a card. You know,
okay.
I like doing that. I did the stamping thing, and I got better with it, but I didn't have a lot. I really want some of that ink that you kind of mush on there. You know what I'm talking about? Distressed ink?
Oh, distressed ink. You don't mush distressed ink.
You do kind of mush it. They put it in, like, the sponge, and then they just kind of mush it on their paper.
Oh no, they're not using it correctly.
What are you supposed to do with it?
Well, what I do in mine is I kind of just like scrape it around the edges.
Oh yeah, well, Crap does that too. She does it around the edges so it won't be white. But sometimes, like if she's trying to get like a color spread, she'll like pat it on there. Like, you know, if it was a paintbrush, you just kind of tap.
Oh, like daubing it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's
yeah.
It. Not mush.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
I'm on to you now.
Told you, a little touch sometimes.
Yeah.
Listen.
Understood. Wait, I was just looking at something I wanted to say. Now I can't remember what it was. I don't remember.
Buying bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I have one for you.
Okay.
No, I don't. Yes, I do. Let me just listen. I am over ring planners with these rings that are so tiny. Why? Why do I need to put three pieces of paper and call it a planner?
I don't know. But I think, yeah, you we're going to have to get you a little therapy for this because this has been a growing issue for you.
What, the little rings? Have I talked about the rings before?
Yes.
Okay.
You have, and, you know, sometimes it's for, remember we discussed, sometimes it's for specific things. Sometimes it's for meal planning or exercise or something. You know, so it's not like for monthly planning. It's maybe sometimes it's geared more specific. But you do have some people that just have, like, they just do monthly, like literally just January calendar, and they don't do like a daily spread or whatever, weekly spread. So, like, those 12 sheets will fit in there. Six if it's front and back.
Now that you say that, I could put my little self-care stuff in a ring planner because I only have the monthly.
There you go.
But I'm already set up.
And one of those little ones.
Right. I might print some out to see what it is. I might try that.
Just try it and see. Or it'll be a little thick.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want that.
What?
Just for it to be a little thick. I'm going to tell y'all something. My
friends
are in there. Okay.
I like them chunky.
Crazy.
It need to look like me. Girl, I was in the thing, and I took a picture of myself today, and I was like, ooh, little egg, you look like you got a little booty back there.
Oh, Lord, you crazy.
I liked it. So the – what are we buying for SDS?
What are we buying for what?
SDS, we got to figure it out.
Okay, well, we'll look tonight. I'll share my screen, and we can look and see which stickers we want to utilize or purchase so that we can utilize them so that we can do the countdown and, you know, plan our spreads for that week.
All right.
So we're going in Thursday. It looks like things don't start hopping until Friday afternoon, so we can do something Friday morning.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. So next Sunday, 8:30.
We're going to buy something.
Where we go back?
We're going to buy something for SDS. We're going to be able to tell them what we bought.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we're going to let them know what we bought, and I'm going to also let them know where I finally found my insert.
And a sub box.
Yeah, don't forget, send us y'all questions and emails and things like that. And y'all try to call in sometime. Next week, we expect some people to call. Anybody who calls in next week is going to get entered into a drawing for a planner basket.
All right, you guys. Peace is never a problem when your brand is beef. No, peace is only a problem when your brand is beef. See what I'm saying? I'm going to get a new one next week.
All right,
y'all. Thanks
everybody.
For tuning in. Good night. It's definitely time to play it right now. Hey.